Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, when Superman learns that Lois Lane and Bucky Taylor have gone to investigate the hideout of the man without a face, he streaks to their rescue, only to find a dark and deserted house with no sign of any of them.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, isn't it fun when you meet up with one of your pals to compare notes on your collections of comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep? There's that business of showing how many that you've collected and trading duplicates to add to your collection. Now, here's how that works. Suppose you have two buttons with Superman on them, and your friend has two Beezy buttons. Well, you swap your extra Superman for his extra Beezy, sure, and you each have a different button for your collection. And these Pep comic buttons are so doggone smart-looking that, well, you're mighty proud to wear them on your jacket or your dress or cap. Now, here's how easy it is to collect them. You just ask Mom for some Kellogg's Pep. That's all. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But every time that you open a new package of Pep, there's your comic button inside. And is that a thrilling moment? And you get a thrill when Mom sets out a dish of Kellogg's Pep for breakfast, too. Because these toasted whole wheat flakes are so crisp and golden and so fresh, they make super delicious eating. Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal, you know. It's full up with a catchy sunshine flavor that just calls for more. So you ask Mom to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Stymied in his efforts to trace the man without a face, whom he knows is plotting to wreck the World Peace Organization, Clark Kent was with a federal investigator when Lois Lane, his fellow Daily Planet reporter, received an important transatlantic phone call. It was from Herbert Calkins of Scotland Yard, who passed on a tip about a house in Westacres, a suburb of Metropolis. Lois left at once to investigate, accompanied by young Bucky Taylor, whose late father had first learned of the plot against the World Peace Organization. But as Lois and Bucky entered the dark grounds, closed in by tall, thick hedges which surround the mysterious house in Westacres, a low alarm sounded inside, where the man without a face sat with his henchmen. As we continue now, unaware that their presence on the grounds is known, Lois and Bucky move softly across the dark lawn toward the house. Listen.
Bucky, Miss Lane, do you think the man without a face is in that house?
Your guess is as good as mine, Bucky. All I know is that Mr. Calkins said he picked up a tip in Europe which led to this house, and... Wait a minute. Hold it, Bucky.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard something.
Well, I don't hear anything.
No, I don't either now.
Well, maybe it was just a cat or something.
I hope that's all it was. Oh, Bucky, I think you ought to go back to the street and wait for me.
What? And leave you out here all alone? Nothing doing, Miss Lane.
Oh, well, come on. But for heaven's sake, be careful.
Oh, don't worry about me.
I am worried about you. It's too late to do anything about that now. Be quiet now. Here's the window.
Okay. Can you see into the room?
Yes. There's a man. He...
What's the matter, Miss Lane?
He... Look, Bucky. It's...
Holy smokes. A man without a face. He is here.
Yes. How awful.
Oh, golly, what do we do now?
Get out of here as fast as you can and call the police. Come on, hurry.
Here they are.
Hey. Bucky, look out.
Don't you bother. You cannot get away. Martin, Uda, help me bring them into the house.
Still alive, eh, Bucky?
Isn't that pretty obvious, Mr. No-Face?
I can't understand it. How did you get away from the castle in France?
Very simple. I drank all the water you let into the room to drown me, and then I walked away. You see, nothing to it, Count von Luder.
What did you call me?
He knows who you are.
Quiet, Bergson. Tell me, boy, how did you learn my identity?
Don't tell him anything, Bucky.
I warn you, Miss Lane, don't interfere. Now, look here, Bucky. You and I have had dealings together before. Therefore, you know it is painful to defy me. So answer me. How did you learn who I am?
Bucky, don't.
Don't worry, Miss Lane.
I warned you, Miss Lane.
I will call Martin. He will make this fire talk.
Yeah, that's what you think. Plenty of your Nazis worked on me before in your rotten concentration camp. They couldn't make me talk then, and you can't make me talk now.
Good boy, Bucky. Now you listen to me, Count von Luder, or Mr. Man Without a Face, or whatever you call yourself. The police are aware of where we are, and they'll be here any minute. So if you're smart, you'll untie
us. Police, you hear, Count?
Yes, yes, I hear. But I do not believe her. Because if the police knew we were here, they would have come instead of this newspaper girl and the boy.
We're here because we got the tip first. But we called the police to follow us.
Sure, that's right.
If you will listen to me, Count.
No, Bergson. There is too much at stake here. The fruits of years of careful planning. I do not intend to be frightened out of my reward by the chatter of a newspaper girl and a boy.
But the police, if they
come... If the police come, we will be warned by the signal device in the gate and hedges and have time to escape by the underground passage. Is that not so?
Ah, perhaps, but it will be very risky.
I have run worse risks than this, and I am prepared to run any risks in order to accomplish my mission, which is to destroy the World Peace Organization.
Gosh, Miss Lane,
be quiet.
I realize all of that, Count.
I know what I'm doing, Bergson. Now be quiet while I learn from these two what I must know.
Very well, Count.
Now, Miss Lane, I want you to tell me everything you and your newspaper know of me and of my plans. How you learned of this house, everything.
That's all you want to know, huh?
This guy starts with the $64 question.
Your flippant attitude will get you nowhere. Talk.
Don't be silly.
Atta girl, Miss Lane.
Let me call Martin, Count.
Never mind, Bergson. I know something of human nature, and I believe I can persuade Miss Lane to speak very quickly this way.
Oh, jeepers, he's got a gun.
You can wave that gun at me all you want, Count.
You misunderstand, Miss Lane. I am not threatening your life. I am aiming this revolver at Bucky Taylor.
Oh, well, so what? If you think you can scare me, you've got another guest coming.
Now, Miss Lane, I will count to three. If you do not begin speaking, and speaking the truth, before I reach three, I will pull the trigger. Whatever happens to the boy then is your responsibility.
You wouldn't dare.
It's a grandstand play, Miss
if
Lane.
If you know even half as much about the man without a face as I think you do, you know I would hesitate no more at shooting Bucky than a crow. Are you ready, Miss Lane? One.
Don't let him get away with this, Miss Lane.
Two.
Oh, dear,
this is your last chance to save the boy's life, Miss Lane. Three.
No, wait a minute. Wait.
Don't, Miss Lane.
Yes. Yes, I'll talk.
I thought you would.
Oh, no. We don't know just what you're planning to do, Count von Luder, except that you intend to wreck the World Peace Organization.
As Lois Lane to save Bucky Taylor's life tells the man without a face the few meager facts she has learned from Clark Kent, editor Perry White, who has just returned to the Daily Planet to rejoin Kent, is growing worried over the prolonged absence of Lois Lane and Bucky Taylor. Kent is fretting as he nervously paces the floor.
Gravy on the night desk said Lois and Bucky went out almost 2 hours ago, Chief, so if they just stepped out for dinner as we thought, they should have been back long ago.
I know, Kent. Look, you don't suppose they went to a movie, do you?
Oh, no. Lois was on pins and needles waiting to hear what the federal men and I found out about the man without a face tonight. She knew we had a lead, which, by the way, didn't work out.
Yes, I know. Oh, I suppose they're all right, but... wait a minute.
Where are you going?
I want to talk to Brady again. Oh, Brady. Hey, Brady. Come here a minute, will you, please?
Okay, Mr. White.
Not that I'm really worried, you understand, Kent. It's just that...
Well, frankly, I am worried. A man without a face thought he'd finished Bucky in France. Now, if by any chance he found out that Bucky is still alive...
Don't say it, Kent.
What should I do for you, Mr. White?
Well, we're a little worried about Miss Lane and Bucky Taylor, so...
Oh, you don't have to worry about Miss Lane. She knows her way around.
Yeah, sure. But tell me, you didn't happen to hear her say where she was going, did you?
Well, no, I didn't. All I know is that she and the Taylor kid lit out of here awful fast. Not much help there, Chief.
No. Well, thanks very much, Brady.
You're welcome, Chief.
Doggone it, I am worried, Kent. Now, where...
Wait a minute, Chief. Hello, Kent speaking. Call from London? Well, yes, of course I'll take it.
Who's calling you from London?
I don't know. Hello? Yes, this is Clark Kent. Herbert Corkin.
Corkin.
Oh, how are you, Hawkshaw?
Is that the Scotland Yard man?
Yes, it is. Who was supposed to call you back? I was. Miss Lane? Say, wait a minute.
What is it, Kent?
Just a minute, Chief. What's that? What house? Where? Well, I'll be... So that's where Lois went.
What about Lois?
Give me that number again, Corkins, will you? Oh, never mind. Just give me the number, please. 233 Mulberry Drive, West Acres. Fine, I'll get right out there. Yes, I'll call you back. Right. So long.
Well, what did Calkins want? What about Lois and Mulberry Drive? Then?
That's where Lois must have gone with Bucky. And unless I'm very much mistaken, they're in trouble.
Racing across the almost deserted city room, Clark Kent stops in the storeroom and peels off his business suit. Then, garbed in the blue costume and red cape of Superman, he throws open a window. Up! Up! And away! Leaping high into the starry sky, Superman rockets away toward the house in West Acres, where we last saw Lois Lane and Bucky Taylor as prisoners of the Man Without a Face. What will Superman discover at the house? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Say, gang, isn't it swell fun the way your favorite comic strip characters seem to come to life when you're collecting that new series of comic buttons in packages of Kellogg's Pep? Why, those pictures look so real they could speak. Why, they'll hand you a lot of chuckles the way Goofy and Beezy go tearing around, getting themselves in and out of all kinds of scrapes, and Vitamin Flintheart with his old bottle of pills and that fuzzy fur coat of his. Talk about fun. Why, I can't think of a better hobby than collecting Pep comic buttons and trading duplicates with your pals and wearing your collection on your jacket or your dress or cap. What's more, these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. You just ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep, and you look for your prize inside every package you open. Mom's glad to see you eat lots of Pep, you know, because that means that you're getting extra amounts of vitamin B1, that's an energy vitamin, you know, and good old sunshine vitamin D that helps build strong bones and teeth. Why, Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It tastes so sunny and golden, you want to pitch right in and eat hearty. So remind Mom right now to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Learning that Lois Lane and young Bucky Taylor had gone to investigate a mysterious house in West Acres, Superman has streaked from the Daily Planet. And as we join him now, he has just plummeted to Earth before the half-timbered English-type house, which stands in the center of dark lawns, hemmed in by tall, thick hedges.
Well, here's the house. Now to see if I... Uh-oh, there's nobody here. Not a soul. That means if Lois and Bucky were here, they've been taken away. But where? Now what do I do?
Perplexed and uneasy, Superman stands before the dark house, his X-ray vision stabbing through wood and stone to explore every inch of it, only to find it empty, deserted, with no sign of Lois Lane and young Bucky Taylor. What has happened to Lois and Bucky, whom we last saw in the hands of the sinister Man Without a Face? As we know, the Man Without a Face has chosen this very night to strike against the World Peace Organization. So what will happen? You won't want to miss a minute of tomorrow's exciting thrill-packed episode, fellows and girls, when Superman really goes into action. So be sure to be with us tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, let me tell you about a breakfast cereal that's fun to listen to and fun to eat. It's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal. Sure, you've seen those famous little elves snap, crackle, and pop around in cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package. And you know how they can dish out the crispiness of those golden bubbles of oven-puffed rice. So freshly crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk. Remind Mom to get you the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.